good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, listen to Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, little 9-year-old Norma Jean Nilsson, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Sharbot. Did you ever want to try a new dish, but you didn't because you weren't sure you'd like it? Well, Campbell's Chicken Gumbo Soup may be new to you, but I can guarantee you'll like it a lot. It's an excitingly different chicken soup, with red ripe tomatoes and young green okra and a hearty chicken broth. Fluffy white rice, too, and plenty of tender pieces of chicken, all gently seasoned with savory herbs. Mmm, good. Well, why not try it soon? Once you do, you'll want Campbell's Chicken Gumbo Soup again and often. Well, folks, there was a ring around the moon last night, and the old witch doctors used to claim that meant bad luck for someone. We're not sure, but we think that certain someone is Jack Carson.
Mr. Carson, what is that book you're writing in?
It's a diary, Treacher. I bought it yesterday. All great men should keep one. Now, I can put down everything that happens to me day by day. Won't that be really interesting?
Oh, I should say so, sir, yes. It ought to be as thrilling as the encyclopedia.
I think that will do, Treacher. Gee, this month is almost gone already. How am I going to fill in those pages?
Oh, that doesn't matter, sir.
Well, sure it does. It should be complete. After all, I'm one of the leading actors of the American screen. Anything that happens to me is vital, gripping, exciting.
Yesterday was very exciting, sir. You got out of bed and stubbed your toe. Then after breakfast, nothing happened. Then you had lunch and nothing happened. Then you had dinner and nothing happened. So you went to bed.
All right, but you left something out. On my way to bed, I stubbed my toe again.
My apologies, sir, but don't you think you're getting in a rut?
Yeah? Well, believe me, the women of America would feel terrible if they thought something happened to one of my pink, lovable toes. And anyway,
Someone at the door, sir. I'll go.
Okay. Yeah, I should have started a diary long ago. This is a good one, too. It says here that it's made for those new fountain pens. It has waterproof paper in case something happens to you in the bathtub. Makes me wonder what the future holds in store for me.
Uncle Jack, do you wish to help me now with my lesson in elocution and pronunciation?
Tugwell, you have to go around with that phony way of talking. When I bought you that book and I gave you the money to go to dramatic school, I didn't know it would affect you like this.
But Uncle Jack, the teacher told me I was supposed to enunciate the words distinctly, just as though I was broadcasting.
Well, pull in your aerial. Your short wave is showing. Look, well, you're not supposed to exaggerate like that. Look, if I talk like that in the movies, people would just laugh at me.
Well, I saw your last picture, and you ought to do something.
Yeah, never mind.
By the way, Uncle Jack, listen to this new exercise the teacher gave me for my diction. How sweet the moonlight sleeps upon this bank. Sit, Jessica, sit. Sit, Jessica, sit. Well, how was that?
Fine, but wouldn't it be quicker to just push her into a chair? I'll help you with it later, Tuggle, but right now I'm trying to recall what I did 1 week ago Monday. I know I had a date, but I can't remember which girl it was.
Well, that shouldn't be so tough. The Palladium only has 3 popcorn girls.
No, I had to quit going with them. When they'd run their hands through my hair, I didn't know if they were caressing me or just getting the butter off their fingers. I could look at my suit. There might be a blonde hair on the collar.
Mr. Carson, a messenger boy came with this telegram for you. Here it is, sir.
Oh, a telegram for me?
Yes.
Oh, let's see. It says Jack Carson, 22 North Hollywood Lane. Hey. Gee, what does this mean?
Well, what does it say?
All it says is, you have 42 days left.
42 days left, sir?
Yeah.
Who sent it?
Oh, it's signed the Mad One.
The mad one?
Yeah.
Sounds like a threat against your life, sir.
You think so? You think so? No, no, it's probably just a practical joke.
Yeah, but who would sign his name the mad one?
Mr. Carson, who could there be who might want to destroy you?
Well, it might be somebody who saw you in the time and the place and the girl.
Well, Tugwell, just stop knocking yourself out. This doesn't mean a thing. A man in my position gets all kinds of crank letters and messages. And it could be from, a dozen different people.
Yeah, but it says you have 42 days left. Who could that be from?
Well, it could be from the, No, it could be from the May Company. They usually give me 90 days. Doesn't make any difference. Let's see. 42 days left. The mad one. It is a little peculiar. Oh, well, I'm not going to worry about it. I'll probably get another wire later with the answer to the joke. Come in.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Norma Jean.
Well, what's on your mind, honey?
Mr. Carson, can I play over here at your house today?
Well, sure, honey.
Mr. Carson, you look worried. What's the matter?
Oh, it's nothing, Norma Jean. Just nothing.
Is it about your new picture?
Oh, no. My picture's one thing I'm certainly not worried about.
My mother saw it, and she said you should be.
I suppose, as usual, your mother didn't like it, huh?
Oh, she liked it all right. She's crazy about Dennis Morgan. She told me he's got the waviest hair she ever saw.
Listen, I could have waves like that, too, if I wanted to sleep with my head on a Venetian blind.
How come you didn't go to see the picture, Norma Jean?
My mother doesn't like to take me with her. It's because every time Mr. Carson is on the screen, I always whistle.
Well, that's awfully nice of you, honey. Do you, you really whistle?
Yes. You told me to.
Honey, I...
You'd even pulled out that loose tooth I had so I could whistle.
Well, that tooth was just about ready to fall out anyway.
Mr. Carson, regarding that telegram, I think I'll call Western Union and see if they know who sent it.
Well, all right, if you want to.
I thought if I could get a clue, sir, then perhaps you wouldn't be so nervous.
Nervous? I'm not at all. What makes you think I'm nervous?
You're sitting on the goldfish bowl.
Oh, I didn't notice.
What telegram, Mr. Carson?
Never mind, honey. Say, why don't you run upstairs and play? I'll tell you what. Play that game I taught you called Ship Ahoy.
You mean where I look out the window and pretend it's a crow's nest?
That's right. And if you see any strange men who look a little suspicious...
I know. I yell out, Bill Collector on the starboard bow!
Yes, That's right.
Yeah, then we batten down the hatches and hide under the poop deck.
That'll do, Pooh or Tugwell. I mean, Norma Jean, you run along upstairs. I'll see you later.
All right. Goodbye.
Preacher, please go and make that call to Western Union, will you?
Very good, sir.
And Tugwell, why don't you practice your dramatic lesson?
Okay.
I certainly hope Preacher finds out something from Western Union. If I were the worrying type, I might be worried. 42 days left. What's that? What's... It's a door buzzer.
Hello.
Huh? I mean, hello.
I'm sorry to trouble you, but could I use your phone to call someone?
Huh?
Could I use your phone to call someone?
You could use my head to crack walnuts. No, I mean, come right in.
I really should explain my coming to your door. You see, I was driving along, and I suddenly remembered I had to make this call immediately.
Well, no explanation is necessary. It's nothing.
Oh, but I just know I'm bothering you. I said, am I bothering you?
If you're not, my goose pimples made a trip for nothing. No, I mean...
Oh, there's the phone. I'll just be a minute. Operator, get me Adams 214W.
Oh, what a beautiful girl. Wouldn't it be wonderful if she... Oh, no, well, those things only happen in books. What am I dreaming about? She's probably calling her boyfriend right now. That's it. She's calling her boyfriend.
Hello. Listen closely. This is the message. The month of January has an R in it. That's right. The month of January has an R in it.
She must be going with an oyster.
Goodbye. Thank you for letting me use the phone. By the way, aren't you Mr. Carson, the picture actor?
Yes, that's right. Of course, you can call me Jack.
Hello, Jack.
Would you mind saying that again? It gives me the funniest feeling.
It does? What sort of feeling?
Well, I had the same sensation once when I was a kid. Did you ever step on a frog with your bare foot? But you haven't told me your name.
It's Tanya.
Tanya?
Yes.
That's wonderful. That's the most beautiful name I ever heard in my whole life.
Jack.
Hmm?
I want to tell you something.
What?
You're sitting on the goldfish bowl.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, I must go now.
Oh, wait. Can I see you again?
Well, you are very nice. Perhaps I should see you again.
Oh, good.
As a matter of fact, I may want to ask your advice about something.
Oh, gladly. After all, two heads are better than one. At least they think so down in Georgia.
All right. Meet me tonight at the Singapore Spa, 8 o'clock. Will you be alone?
Well, I won't bring Dennis Morgan with me. Okay, Singapore Spa, 8 o'clock.
Until later. Dosvidanya.
Okay, I'll bring the Kleenex.
Oh, Mr. Carson, Western Union couldn't trace that telegram you received.
Oh, Treacher, why did you have to bring that up? Gee, I'd almost forgotten all about that 42-day business. Boy, I just met the most gorgeous.
I know, sir. I heard the whole conversation from the next room. Mr. Carson, beware of that woman. I'm sure she's connected in some way with that telegram.
What are you talking about? She just stopped in to use the phone.
Yes, sir. Doesn't it strike you as odd that she should come to this house when there's a telephone in the service station at the corner?
Gee, I never thought of that. And that phone call was very mysterious. It sounded like a code message. Preacher, do you think that somebody really intends to do me harm in 42 days?
I'll get it, sir.
Hello, Treacher. Hiya, Jack.
Oh, Del Sharbert. Say, Del, maybe you could help me out. Treacher thinks I'm in trouble.
Well, I can't think of any trouble you could be in unless you've forgotten to go to the grocery and get some Campbell's chicken gumbo soup.
Oh, fine. I ask him for sympathy. He gives me gumbo.
Well, it's something pretty special, Jack, this Campbell's chicken gumbo. It's a chicken soup that's excitingly different. Adapted from the Creole cookery of old New Orleans. It has a rich chicken stock with plump rice in it, red ripe tomatoes, young green okra, and tender pieces of chicken. Mmm, good.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, I received a wire from somebody called the Mad One, and it practically threatens my life.
Oh, that's silly, Jack. Who would want to do away with you? In the first place, you're much too valuable to the community.
Well, this wire said... You really think so, Del?
Why, of course, Jack. Why should anybody want to harm you? Well, now look at the facts. You're a big movie star.
Yeah, that's right.
You're a credit to the whole neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And you're handsome and witty and intelligent.
Yes, go on.
And you're a man who knows a good bowl of chicken gumbo when you taste it.
That's great. I'm going down for the third time and he hands me a bowl of soup.
And Jack, every time it's handed to you, you'll love it. That's how people go for Campbell's chicken gumbo.
Okay, Del, but what about the guy who's after me?
Oh, don't worry about that,
Jack. Yeah,
but
who could it be? I can't imagine who would want to get rid of me. Me, one of the leading stars at Warner Brothers.
That's an idea, sir. It might be the Warner Brothers.
And nobody asked.
Well, keep your chin up, Jack. And don't forget to stock up on Campbell's chicken gumbo soup. It's an exciting and different way to start off any meal. So long.
So long, Del. Del's right, Preacher. You're attaching too much importance to that crank telegram.
And you intend to keep your appointment with the young lady at the Singapore Spa, sir? I caution against it.
Oh, pooh. I tell you, she hasn't got a thing to do with what you're talking about.
Now, the magic music of Freddie Martin, featuring Murray Arnold, presenting Piano Portraits.
Teacher, where's Uncle Jack?
He went out for the evening, Master Tugwell. He has a date.
A date? With a girl?
Yes, I saw her, and she's remarkably beautiful. One of those exotic foreign girls.
Oh, well, that explains it. She probably just got off the boat and doesn't know her way around yet. When did Uncle Jack leave?
Only a few moments ago. He's going to some nightclub called the Singapore Spa to meet her. I'm worried, you know. I have a feeling that she's connected with that weird telegram he received.
Well, I don't see how anybody could hurt Uncle Jack. Gee, look how big and strong he is.
That's true. But this may be a battle of brains.
Well, gee, they wouldn't attack an unarmed man, would they?
Well, I don't like it at all. I do hope nothing happens to your uncle.
I got all dressed for my date, and I couldn't find a collar button anywhere. I'm sure Miss Ryan has some in her knick-knack nook. I hope she doesn't start talking about her ailments. I don't want to keep Tanya waiting at the nightclub. If Miss Ryan starts complaining, I'll just kid her out of it. Well, here you are, Miss Ryan.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carson.
I stopped in for a second. I'd like to buy a collar button.
Well, I...
Miss Ryan, you look positively wonderful. Why, you're radiant. I've never seen you look better.
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as could be expected.
Well, I just came in to get a collar button.
I don't know why I don't get to feeling better.
Oh, cheer up, Miss Ryan. It's all in your mind. In the morning, wake up with a smile. Throw the window open and fill your lungs full of that joie de vivre.
Joie de vivre? What's that?
That's French for smog. But you will feel a lot better. Now, about that collar button. I
try to be cheerful, Mr. Carson, but it's so difficult when I keep having those pains. I've still got those awful shooting pains.
Yes, well, I came in to get
a collar.
They
just keep shooting all the time. Bang, bang, bang. The doctor says for a woman who doesn't drink, I'm certainly loaded.
Yes, well, I came in to see if you
they
had a collar.
They used to be in my shoulders, but they moved down into my thighs.
Maybe they're Western shooting pains.
Western?
Yeah, they always shoot from the hip.
I don't see how you can be joking all the time. I should think you'd be worried.
Worried?
Yes. Tugwell stopped in a while ago to return a book he rented, and he told me you'd received a telegram that said you only have 42 more days to live.
Oh, bosh, that's probably just a gag somebody's playing. I had forgotten about it already.
You wouldn't take it so lightly if you'd read the book I just finished.
Huh?
It's called The Case of the Unfortunate Actor.
He was an actor?
Yes. He received a note that said he had 12 days left, and he was just like you, too. He was handsome and intelligent.
Yes, that's just like me, all right.
And he was tall and strong, and he had a wonderful future ahead of him.
Well, what happened to him?
They stabbed him right in the middle of his career.
Oh, they did. Well, here's the money for one of those collar buttons, and don't worry about me, Miss Ryan. I'm not concerned at all.
Well, enjoy yourself while you can. 42 days isn't a very long time.
No, but I still have until the first part of March.
Yes, I guess you should look on the bright side. In a way, you're lucky. Just think, you'll die just before you have to pay your income tax.
Goodbye, Miss Ryan. I didn't know the Singapore Spa was clear down here at the waterfront. What a weird neighborhood. That foghorn gives me the creeps. Well, I guess I might as well go in. There's hardly any light in here at all. I wonder where Tanya is.
The sahib is alone.
Huh? What was that?
The sahib is alone.
Yes, the sahib is looking for someone. By the way, what happened to you? Your head is all wrapped up in bandages.
I am wearing a turban.
Oh, excuse me. I thought you tried to cross Sunset Boulevard. Yes, well, I was supposed to meet a girl here. She's very beautiful, and her name is Tanya.
Oh, yes, Miss Tanya.
Oh, yes, you said it.
I will take you to her. Follow me, please, through this door.
This place could sure use a lube job. Gee, it's even darker in this room.
Here is the Mem Sahib's table.
Ah, hello there.
Oh, is that you, Tanya? I can hardly see you in this dim light.
Please sit down. I told Abu to bring you to me.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Abu.
I chose this place to meet you because I love its oriental atmosphere. Have you ever been to the Far East?
Only once. I got on the wrong bus and I ended up clear outside of Glendale.
You are so amusing.
Would the sahib desire to order some refreshment?
Abu, don't you think you're carrying too many pounds pressure?
Let me see. What would I like to drink?
Would you care for some imported Cointreau, or perhaps some Napoleon brandy, or a pink champagne frappe?
No, Abu. Just bring us two empty glasses and some ice. I happen to have a fifth of 7-Up in my pocket.
You are so resourceful.
But, Tanya, I came down here to talk about you. I want to know you better, Tanya. Who are you? You're so mysterious.
Oh, but I am not mysterious. After you know me better, you will be able to read me like a book. What are you thinking?
I don't know, but I bet they make me turn in my library card.
I would like to confide in you, Jack. Maybe you can help me. My name is really Tanya, but I...
Yes, go on.
Oh, I can't tell you anymore. A man just came in who must not see me here.
Yeah, Tanya, you blew the candle out. It's dark. Where are you? Tanya!
Here is a light, Sahib.
Thanks, but what happened to Tanya?
She is gone, Sahib.
Gone?
Yes, she pressed a $10 bill into my hand to cover the check and ran away like the wind.
I can't understand this. Why did she run away?
That's what happened, sir?
Yes, I've got to find her again, Preacher. She's beautiful, exotic, irresistible. I've been looking for a woman like that.
But that type of woman would be very expensive, sir.
No, she wouldn't. Why, she even paid the check.
My. And you have been looking for a woman like that, haven't you?
I don't know what to think. I'm all mixed up.
Well, here's something that'll mix you up even more, Uncle Jack. Look, it's another telegram. I opened it, and look what it says. Tomorrow, you will have 41 days left.
Yeah, let me see that. Yeah. The same guy signed it, the mad one. Gee, this thing is getting worse and worse. I don't know where I am.
Well, take it easy, Uncle Jack. You're all upset.
Of course I'm upset. I'm trembling. Look at me. I'll be a nervous wreck.
Maybe I'd better fix you a sleeping potion, sir.
Oh, gosh. Preacher, I hate to get in the habit of taking that stuff, but now this is no time to quibble. Go ahead. Fix me a sleeping potion.
The usual kind, sir?
Yes. Animal crackers and warm milk. I've got to get some rest tonight.
My name is Tanya. I would like to confide in you. I am not mysterious.
The Memsahib is gone. She ran away like the wind.
But where did she go?
You have 41 days left.
Yeah, but who are you? Who are you?
I am the mad one. I have come to strangle you.
No, you don't. I'll fight you. Hey! Hey, I've got you. I'm choking you now. How does it feel, huh? How does it feel to be choked?
Mr. Carson, wake up, sir. Wake up.
Huh? What? What's the matter?
Wake up, sir. You punctured a hole in your hot water bottle.
Yeah. Jack Carson will be back in just a moment. Say, what do you think of when someone mentions New Orleans? The Mardi Gras next month? Or do you think of the fabulous restaurants in the old French Quarter? Well, if it's New Orleans cookery you like, you'd better try Campbell's Chicken Gumbo Soup. It's adapted from an old New Orleans recipe with a rich chicken broth, and in it are blended luscious ripe tomatoes, delicate green okra, fluffy white rice, and tender pieces of chicken. Plenty for every plateful, all seasoned with savory herbs like the old New Orleans cooks used. So if you want a soup that's out of the ordinary in a way you'll really go for, why not get Campbell's Chicken Gumbo Soup at your grocer's tomorrow?
Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
May I take a moment to remind every mother and father, every aunt and uncle, every big brother and big sister, and everyone who loves to see children running and playing, that there is no better expression of this love than your generous contribution to the March of Dimes. With every carefree step you take, think of the thousands who have been crippled by infantile paralysis. And with every dime and every dollar you give to the March of Dimes, add a prayer that the great fight to wipe out this crippler of little children is successful in keeping it away from those nearest and dearest to all of us. Good night.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.